From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Iraqi Special Forces soldiers have recaptured a central municipal compound in Fallujah from Islamic State fighters on Friday. This after nearly a month-long battle to reach the city's core. Iraq's federal police chief said that the liberation of the government compound, which is the main landmark in the city, symbolizes the restoration of the state's authority in Fallujah. According to security officials, many IS members fled the city this week in the run-up to the offensive by posing as civilians fleeing the conflict. President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden met privately with relatives of the 49 people killed and 53 wounded at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, in the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. Speaking to reporters, the president said the family's grief is beyond description.
I held and hugged grieving family members and parents, and they asked, why does this keep happening? And they pleaded that we do more to stop the carnage. They don't care about the politics. Neither do I.
Obama and Biden also met with first responders, medical staff, and law enforcement officials, thanking them for their response efforts. A second flight recorder, the flight data recorder, from the Egypt Air flight that crashed into the Mediterranean last month has been recovered, Egyptian officials announced on Friday. The first data recorder, the cockpit voice recorder, was found just one day earlier. No cause of the crash, including terrorism, has yet been ruled out in the ongoing investigation. For more, log on to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA.